It's a little sculpture. It comes out from letters P, O, I, N, and T, so it means point. It's like a little point.
The independent street artist Hansa Kalab, who goes by the name of Point, describes one of the scores of sculptures he's put up on buildings around Prague. His pieces, made from gypsum, come in various colours but take the same form, with the letters of his pseudonym arranged to look like a little dragon. Hansa Kalab's studio is in a cold, disused electricity transformer station in Prague 9. When we met there, I began by asking him how many of his sculptures he's put up in the capital.
Almost 200. 3 years ago I put first 100, and last year I create a new form, and I did also like 100 pieces of it.
They all say the name Point.
I think it's not as much important that you have to read the point in it, because it's inside, but it's more about that you walk through the Prague and you look at the buildings and suddenly you see anything you didn't expect and you don't know what that is. I think you start think what could it be, and your imagination begin to create the metaphors, or I don't know. You just start to think, and I think the confrontation and the reaction of the people, of the viewer, begins, and that's the most important to me.
In this building where your studio is, there's a lot of graffiti on the walls here, very colorful. Are you formerly a graffiti artist?
Yes, my roots are based in graffiti. I do graffiti for 13 years. I think my work, if it's a sculpture or anything else, it has still something from the graffiti, from the ideology.
What places in Prague can people see your Point statues? What locations are they to be found at?
It was almost everywhere. Everywhere around the open center, the downtown, the bigger downtown, but they disappeared a lot. But you can still find some of them if you look properly, you see. But it's hard to say where, because they were everywhere, and you can find them here or there. It's hard to say.
How come they disappeared?
I think somebody stole them. Stole one, other building were renovated or reconstructed, so they put them down, or just wind blows too hard, or I don't know.
When you say people stole them, do you mean people collected them and took them home and put them in their bedrooms?
I think it happened, but I'm not happy from this, because I would like to have them in the street, to have it for everybody. If you steal it and put it into your living room, it is not the meaning. It's different. It changes. So it lost the life. If it's on the top of the building, not top. If it's just on the building, on the street, it lives. And if you steal it, you just have it only for yourself.
These sculptures, I guess they're about half a meter long, made from gypsum, as you say. What kind of condition are they in after they've been up in the city centre, say, for a year? Are they dirty? Are they damaged?
I saw some 3 years old, no, 2 years old, and they are pretty damaged, but it depends on the place. And I think that after 1 year, they look like pretty well. It's not that bad, as you can expect.
And are they dirty?
Not too much, I guess. You still see the colors, and this is the most important. The problem is the gypsy, the material is not so stable, so after the weather changes, the temperatures changed, it works in the gypsy, so...
The gypsum, you mean?
I'm sorry, gypsy. Gypsum, so I think after a few years they will be really ugly, but after 1, 2, or 3 years... Yeah, still okay.
Just to digress for a minute, I also read that you, as well as doing these sculptures, that you did something where you painted lines on the street.
It's not the lines. It's when you have the sidewalk and they fix it with the how is it called, the concrete, and after you have the maps on it, I think the Prague is a special place for that. You don't have other cities in Europe with such specific sidewalks, I guess.
Because they're all mixed up with different parts and they've been broken up so many times.
Yes. So without any with the reason, but they were fixed so many times, it's incredible. So it makes so beautiful pictures or shapes. So I decide to fill them with a color, with different colors. It makes pretty nice effect because you walk not on the gray, suddenly you walk on the color.
On purple, for example.
On purple, on green, on blue.
Because I think I've seen one of these near my house.
Really?
In Žižkov, I didn't know why it was purple, but now I know.
Yeah, it was funny because I did it in a short time. I think in 3 weeks I did really a lot of them. So the people in Prague start to ask themselves, well, why is it? But nobody figure out that it's art.
I didn't figure out. I didn't know it was art. I just thought it's some new kind of concrete or something.
Yes, because other people thought that it's a mark of the gas company. Where should they make a hole, I think, or something. It was really, really funny and a lot of reaction it has.
Getting back to your point sculptures, have you ever had any trouble with the police when you've been putting them up around Prague?
No, because the act, it's about a couple of seconds. Because I put the letter on and I step up, put it there and go back, and it takes maximum 1 minute.
Do you ever get people accusing you of vandalism? Because nobody asked you to put your art up in Prague. Prague is already beautiful. Do you ever get people saying, this isn't welcome, and it's vandalism?
No. First reason is that they don't have a time to ask me because I'm too fast, and when I work I don't talk and I don't wait till anybody come to me and ask me if it's art or if it's a crime. I think it doesn't look like so bad.
Finally, perhaps you know the British graffiti artist Banksy. He has now moved into art galleries. He's making millions of dollars. Can you imagine yourself in the future making a lot of money, or even any money, from your point sculptures?
Yes, I can imagine that, but it's still not the time. But I can imagine, of course, I would like to earn some money with my work. It's normal.